Acts chapter 4, verse 23, the Bible says, on their release from jail, we'll talk about that. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all the chief priests and the elders said to them. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant, our father David. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers gather together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Indeed, Herod and Pontius Pilate met together with the Gentiles and the people of Israel in this city to conspire against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed. They did what your power and will had decided beforehand should happen. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Can I get a witness on that? Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. All the believers were one in heart and mind. No one claimed that any of his possessions was his own, and they shared everything they had. With great power, the apostles continued to testify to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and much grace was upon them all. Lord, we come before you this morning looking for fire, Lord, looking to have lives of fire, lives of focus, Lord, lives with a focus on heaven, Lord, that you would help us to get a grip, get a view, to press on, to press in, and to press through, Lord, that you would guide us through the challenges. Thank you for the testimony of Michael. Thank you for the testimony of Nicole. Pressing through, finding victory on the other side. We'll give you praise for that in Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen.
Amen. I got a, talking about, you know, people's lives change. You know, I read that last little part where people shared their possessions. Nobody considered their possessions as their own, because I got a call on Thursday. As for a person that shall remain anonymous. But they said, Pastor, I got this laptop, and I just think the church needs it. Now, it wasn't a laptop. It was my laptop. I have our laptop. It's just not the extra one out here. It's ours. And we're just thinking that the church needs it, and we've got too much stuff, and it's time for us to make a sacrifice. I'm like, really? I said, okay, bring that thing on down and we'll see how we can use it. Because who is going to say no to that kind of offer? Amen? God was doing a work. I mean, realistically, Jesus had been crucified recently. We took a look last week at the miracle, at the healing of the man at the gate beautiful. I have the verse for you, Acts chapter 3, verse 6. I love this verse. Bible says, then Peter said, silver or gold I do not have, but what I have I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk. And he took this guy's hand, who had been lame since birth, 40-year-old man, took him by the hand, and his ankles were made strong, and his feet were made strong, and he jumped to his feet and began to dance and praise the Lord. Amen? Is that just not a great story? If you were not here last week, you can read Acts chapter 3, and you can just get the fullness of that story and the transformation, not just in this guy who was a beggar, who was crippled, but transformation in all the people that saw the power of God and the miracles of God that were being worked by the apostles. Now, we take up this story in Acts chapter 4, and this miracle, life-transforming miracle to this guy who was a cripple, is creating some problems for the guys running the temple. We call them the Sanhedrin, the rulers, Annas and Caiaphas and all those guys, the guys who conspired to crucify Christ, because The message that Jesus had. The message of freedom and forgiveness and the message of the possibility of new life after death. Not just the kind that Michael has, but the kind that we spend for eternity with the Lord Jesus Christ was messing up their action. Because they were running the temple. They were getting paid. Peter and John ran right in the middle of all that. Ran into some challenges. Question for you today. What do you do with your challenges? Because if you are a follower of Christ, there will be challenges that come your way. Can I get a witness on that? Amen. What do you do? Peter and John pressed on. They were trying to get close them down, and they said, whatever the price. They found themselves arrested. They went to jail that night. They pressed into the presence of God. What's your response when you run into challenges? What do you press into? What do you grab onto? Because if you press through your challenge, I noticed a little smile as Nicole was talking today. And did you catch that? How she had been told no, how she had got a job at Sharp, but she wanted a different job. How she pressed in and she saw this opportunity, she got the no, didn't want to get the no. It was her first no, and then she started getting the yeses. Amen? That when you press through those challenges, that there are rewards that will come your way. My question is do you press in? Do you press on and you press through and you find the victory, or do you just turn aside? Because many of us have learned that when it gets tough, turn aside. Time to quit. Peter and John found fullness in Christ. That's our motto around here. If you look on the sign outside, it says, finding fullness in Christ. You'll find it. You press in, press on, and press through. The title of today's message is, Victory is on the Other Side. Amen? Amen. All right, let's take a look. We're going to go back to the beginning of the chapter. Bible says, Acts chapter 4, verse 1. Talk about the truth of God. Because that is what Peter and John were sharing after they healed that guy, after the Lord healed them, healed that guy through them. The priests and the check it out, they are in the temple. The temple is a large area, all kinds of action going on. The priests and the temple guard and the Sadducees came up to Peter and John. They got a crowd around them. Why? Because they got this dude who had been crippled dancing and singing and praising. And they're preaching and people are getting saved. Amen? So they got the priest and the captain of the temple guard and they got the army, they got everybody shows up. And they were greatly disturbed, the apostles were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus the resurrection of the dead. They seized Peter and John in the evening. They put them in jail. Didn't have cable, by the way. They put them in jail until the next day. But many, many who heard the message believed, and the number of men, just men, grew to 5,000. I'll tell you what, there's some preaching going on. Amen? Amen. There is problems with the truth. You start standing for the truth, you will run into problems. Can I get a witness on that? The Sadducees are trying to control the temple, trying to control the action of God. They had problems with the truth because it was slapping them in the face. Peter and John proclaiming the resurrection of the dead. This is not all there is, folks. There is indeed victory on the other side. Amen? Amen. Now, we need to get there. Tech said Michael said he walked with the Lord on the second time he died. You know, I think when I die, I'm just going to want to stay dead. See the Lord, be up there and say, I'm not going back, Lord. I'm just going to hang out with you.
I tried.
You know, they said that they are proclaiming the resurrection in Christ. They are just sharing what Jesus had told them. They are just sharing the truth. I prepare a place for you. I will come back and take you to be with me. John chapter 14, verse 3. They were just sharing what Jesus had told them. We're not making this up. We're just sharing the truth. And when you start sharing the truth, you will run into problems. They had to press in, press on, and press through. Lives are being changed by the truth. 5,000 men being transformed. New focus, new goal, new vision. No longer living for today, but living with an eye on the future. Living with an eye on heaven. You think about heaven yesterday? Think about grabbing on to all that it takes to get to heaven, or are you just thinking about trying to get through? Just living for today. People with a living with a focus on heaven, they start giving away their stuff. Just like a laptop. Just like 100 water balloons on Friday. Can I get another 100 from anybody? You know, when you got your eyes with a focus on heaven, it's like, man, come on, I got no time for no water balloons. I got no time to be handing out gummy bears over there at the school, inviting people to come to church. I got my stuff going on. But when you start living with a focus on heaven, all of a sudden the priorities of the day get rearranged. Right. Have you figured that out yet? Yeah. We get all kinds of people getting their priorities rearranged. Sadducees running into a problem. Didn't have control. Problem with the resurrection. Problem with the truth. And what they're trying to do is they are trying to mold the truth to fit their actions and their belief. They got a problem. Amen? The alternative is to let the truth mold you. Be molded by the Spirit of God, Word of God, and the truth. Call that being transformed, pressing in, pressing on, and pressing through. Sound good so far? It's uphill. Standing for the truth. They had Peter and John brought before them. Now, this is like they're in the temple. They got some rooms where they can have put people on trial. They put Jesus on trial. They beat Jesus. They flogged Jesus. They had the flogging area. Flogging, they would whip you 39 times. 40 minus 1, because 40 would kill you. I'm thinking, oh man, I'm feeling so good with only 39 lashes. That 40th one would have just put me down. So they had Peter and John brought before them, and they began to question them. By what power or what name did you do this? Peter said, filled with the Holy Spirit. Boom, here comes Peter, watch out. Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for an act of kindness shown to a cripple and are asked how he was healed, then know this, you and all the people of Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you healed. He is the stone you builders rejected. And he has become the capstone. I'm telling you, Peter is going off. They are standing in this very formal situation. In front of the very people that had Christ crucified. In front of the very people that they sat huddled around behind locked doors, terrified. John chapter 20, verse 19. The disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews. Which Jews? These very Jews that Peter and John stand before. And I'm telling you, they're not afraid anymore. They are filled with the Holy Spirit, and they are filled with the truth of God, and they are bringing boldness right into those chambers. Amen? See, when you are pressing in and pressing on and pressing through, and you can find some victory on the other side, it don't matter who's standing in front of you. Text said, hey, ain't going to kill you on this side until your work is done. Amen? Glory to God. I get a little fired up on this. I like, is that okay? Afraid no more. You want to know about this miracle? Let me tell you about the source. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by a name by which you can, no other name you can be saved. That's the last thing they want to hear, man. We want Jesus dead. We killed that guy. We want him in the ground, dead and buried. He's not dead. God raised him back from the dead. And he says, in fact, the stone that you builders rejected, looked at him and just said, we don't want that one, has become the capstone. I got a picture for you to look at. Got a capstone, keystone, keystone, key part in the arch, top one. The capstone is the finishing stone on the very top of the wall. The one that everybody sees. The most important, the most visible. And he said, the one you threw away, God made him the most important. How messed up you are. So what happens when you stand against the truth? We can do that. We can come against the challenges that the Lord would bring our way, the truth that the Lord would bring, and we can just kind of, I don't think so. What do you do with Jesus? What do you do with the opportunities? You can shine. Gift of that laptop, opportunity to shine. To value Jesus more important than your stuff. George here yesterday afternoon making hamburgers for you guys to cook. To cook for you guys to eat today. Out of the goodness of his heart. Trying to bless you. Aaron Bugs wearing that big old floppy American hat. Going to be putting together a big old outreach Friday. Goodness of his heart. There is a displays all over about what you do with Jesus in your life. So my question, what are you doing with Jesus? Is he the capstone or is he a reject? You'll be able to see. These kids on the 4th of July want to shine our light. Say Jesus is the capstone. Amen? Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, let's go. Peter and John were just regular guys. Just like you guys, they were fishermen, just regular folks, maybe working at Sharp, maybe cleaning offices at the school district, maybe a contractor, maybe, I don't know, regular people. When they saw the courage of Peter and John and realized that they were unschooled, ordinary men, they were astonished and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. Since they could see that the men who had been healed standing there with them, there was nothing they could say. When you're with Jesus, everything changes. Peter and John have been with Jesus. Bible says, Paul writes to the church in Corinth, 2 Corinthians 5:17, anybody's in Christ, he's a new creation. Peter and John not acting like the old guys. Peter and John transformed, just ordinary people. And if you come in here today thinking, I'm just an ordinary person, well, guess what? God can use you today. Right. Aaron Bugs, just an ordinary person. Mike Henson, how years old as me? 53 years old today. Down there fixing the air conditioning unit for the new class downstairs. God can use you. Right. Sandra Hurd, sitting up here singing today. Been sick for a little while. Just an ordinary person. God can use you. Amen? My daughter stepping up to plate, singing for the last 8 weeks. Sam singing with her, the rest of the worship team. Ordinary folks saying, use me, Lord. Yes. You know what? Realistically, they're standing up there. They're talking. Ordinary guys. You don't got to be that supernatural when you're just bringing the truth. Truth will stand on its own. Like, hey, man, we're just sharing what Jesus told us. We're grabbing onto him. We're not worried about you. And they are standing next to a guy. See, that's the thing, man. I talk about, you know, healing Larry, right? I mean, can you imagine Larry getting healed? Well, let's see. Kathy. I'll just, because Kathy's here. Kathy getting healed, right? And we get called into jail or to court tomorrow. And Kathy is standing, not in a wheelchair, able to see, not blind anymore, Can you imagine how giddy she would be? Woo! She's going checking her legs. Oh, yeah, right? You go around, Jesus healed me, Jesus healed me, Jesus healed me, right? And we're on trial, man. I said, what do you got to say? Scoreboard right there. Girl is healed. Power of God coming through. Amen? Amen. And so you get this picture that they're like blown away. Everybody knows this guy. They've seen this guy sitting by the gate beautiful for years and years and years. Nobody can deny the miracles. What are we going to do with these guys? But we got to try and do something because we are losing control. It is difficult to deny the truth of God when you see the power of God. God working in you? Do you see God's power of transformation in you? Do people say, you are so different? Because if they do, you have a platform for a testimony. Amen? He will pour out his power in you. Are you that platform? Do you have anything to display? Are you willing for that? We have been watching Arthur Blessed on Wednesday nights for 3 weeks. And this last time he talked about doing his testimony. And, you know, he's got a testimony. Rob's around hauling this 10-foot cross around all over the planet, which is a very cool thing if you've got a 10-foot cross. I don't have one. I learned how to do testimony based on what God was doing in me. Yes. Now, Pastor Paul and Ann are going to Texas. Texas, you're not going to be here on Wednesday. I'm going to do a class, youth and adults, on putting together your testimony. That you can put your testimony, I can tell you my testimony in one sentence. I can't remember the year. It was 89. 89? Yeah, 1989. I was walking down the street in Sacramento. My life had come to the end. I said, Lord, take my life. I've destroyed it. Came into my life right there. Brand new creation. You come on Wednesday night, and we will go through, and you will be able to walk out of here and share your testimony in one sentence. And you walk up to somebody who's got a need. My life just feels like it's coming to the end. You know, in 1989, I was walking down the street in Sacramento. My life had come to the end. And I said, Jesus, you can have my life. And you know what? What? He took it. And I am transformed. And they're going to go, oh. Or they're going to go, really? Boom, you got it right there. Wednesday night, you can have a testimony of what. So you can introduce Jesus, somebody to Jesus, the same way you introduced him to me. This is Pastor Bob. Easy, right? You can introduce somebody to Jesus the same way. But how many of you are scared to death? Nobody put their hand up. You're too scared to put your hand up. Look at that. All right. Challenges to the truth. Challenges to the truth. Peter and John receive an order to stop. Then they called them in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. Now, again, right? Whoa. Hand me that, would you, Angela? You got the picture of, they probably did not have a clicker. You got the picture of all these officials. You got the temple guard. You got everybody there. You got the guy healed saying, you got to stop. They're the ones who crucified Christ. But Peter and John replied, not just Peter, Peter and John replied, judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God. For we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard. It's like, you guys can say what you want to say, but we got to be following the Lord. Pressing in, pressing on, and pressing through. There is victory on the other side. Amen? Person of God, the Spirit of God is unstoppable. Can I get a witness on that? Amen. Peter and John, unstoppable. They are on trial, and they are standing up for the Lord. What do you stand up for last week? When you are challenged, what are you standing for? Because you stand for the Lord in the midst of your challenge, you will find the power of God. Yes. Amen? Yes. Spirit of God guiding you. He said, we're not stopping. We can't stop if we even wanted to. And quite frankly, we really don't even want to stop that bad. Their eyes were fixed on heaven. Your eye is fixed on heaven. It makes choices for today a whole lot easier to make. Amen?
Amen?
We can't stop talking about Jesus. What are you talking about? You talk about Jesus? Or you turn aside? Pressing in, pressing on, pressing through. Got a lady here for you. I got no clue how to say her name. This is a Sudanese lady who was arrested for being a Christian. She's been in the news. She was released. She was detained as she was leaving the country, but they let her leave. I believe they let her leave the country, but she had been detained. I looked at it this morning. She was arrested for adultery and apostasy. One of her own relatives filed the complaint. She had been gone for several years, came back, married this guy, an American guy, converted to Christianity in Sudan, in Somalia, in many of the Muslim countries. It is against the law to change from being a Muslim to any other religion. They'll kill you if you convert. It's called apostasy. They charged her with adultery because it is illegal for a Muslim man to marry a Christian woman. So because she's a Christian, the marriage was null and void, and she was pregnant, so she is an adulteress as well. And they were going to kill her. All she had to do was turn aside. I'm not really a Christian. I was just all trying to get paid. And she would not do it. She was freed, I don't know, last week and a half or so. Now, I'll tell you what. She was freed. She was freed because of prayer. She was freed because the American press got a hold of it. The American press got a hold of it because she was married to an American citizen. And I'll tell you what. If she was married to a Sudanese, she'd be in the ground. But there's victory on the other side, folks. And she might be in the ground, but she'd be up in heaven because Jesus is coming back. And we have a promise of what? Eternal life, the resurrection of the dead, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
The enemy's greatest attack is our greatest victory. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, let's go. All right. So they are released from the tribe. They have been in jail, and they head back to all these new Christians. Reading from Acts chapter, well, this is kind of what we read, from verse 23. When they, let me change my page here. Sorry for that. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and report. Now, I don't know how many of them that got saved the day before were there. I don't know if any. They had 3,000 saved on Pentecost, another 2,000 saved on the day they went in at the time of prayer. There was 120 believers in the upper room that got the baptism. I'm thinking it's probably that group, but I got no way to identify. But they were their own people. And picture this, right? Picture this. You got the guy getting healed. You're going into the temple courts. You got all the temple stuff, all the animals for sacrifice, all that stuff. You got the guy dancing around. You got people coming, people listening to the sermon, Peter going off. And then you got the Sanhedrin coming in, arresting them, putting them in jail, putting them on trial, and they come back to their own people. Can you get a vision of that? I mean, probably maybe a single room house. They go in there. They're all gathered around, and he says, they reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. They told us, man, they were closing us down. And when they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heaven and the earth and the sea and everything in them. You spoke by the Holy Spirit through the mouth of your servant David. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth take their stand and the rulers gather together against the Lord. They shared the testimony. They shared what the Lord had done through them. We are going, man. It's yesterday, dude. It's 3 o'clock. I don't know if they said, dude. Very some Hebrew word, like dude, I don't know. They said, we're going by, it's a time of prayer, and you know the guy at the gate, beautiful, the cripple guy, the 40-year-old guy, he's there every day. You mean the guy who wears, you know, the tan frock, that's the dude. We're going by, and the Lord says, heal him. I'm like, really, Lord? It was on me so hard. My heart is thumping. Heal him right now. Silver and gold. You said silver and gold. Silver and gold have I none. But what I have in the name of, you said Nazareth, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. I took this guy's hand. His ankles were strong. His feet were strong. He is dancing. The people in the house are going, whoa, can I believe this?
Amen.
Right? I mean, they're fired up. So we go into the temple, man. And John goes, Peter was going off, just like on Pentecost. He is bringing the word, talking about how they crucified Christ and they need to get right and be transformed. And 2,000 people get saved. Hallelujah. God is so good. And then we get arrested. Oh, my. You spent the night in jail? And Peter's moms are going, not in jail, not my son. I don't know, Peter's mom's there. But people are going, oh, no, not in jail. And then we went on trial today. And they said, no more of this. Who was there? Caiaphas. No way. Annas. No way. Chief of the temple guards. Are you kidding me? They said, shut up. You said, yeah. I said, Pete John says, check it out. We said, you judge whether this is right or not. We're going to obey you or we're going to obey God. And we're going, no way. You are on trial? They said, cease and desist. And they said, we can't stop preaching. You want to know about who healed this guy? It was Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the one that you, Christ, crucified. God raised him from the dead, and you tossed him aside, and God has made him the capstone. We're going to keep on preaching. And they're going, whoa! Glory to God. Can you imagine? And they're going, somebody else maybe in that room is going, dude, it's all coming true. David said it was going to happen. Jesus said, remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. David talked about the nations coming against us. The people's plotting against the anointed one. It is so real. It is so true. Oh, a request for power. Now the Lord, no, they go into prayer. Now, Lord, consider their threats, the threats of the Sanhedrin, the rulers of the temple. Consider their threats and enable your servants, not just Peter and John, but everybody in the house. Enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Lord, they're coming after us. Equip us, Lord. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs. Do some more of this stuff, God, and we will move right into the gap and we'll see some more people transformed by the power of the truth of the gospel. Amen? Amen. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. I guess so. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God. Boldly. They had their eyes on heaven. You got to know the truth. I got to tell you. We're going in, Lord. We need your power. Acts 1:8. You'll receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You'll be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, to the ends of the earth. Lord, we're tying into that. You got a witness? What happens when challenges come your way? You can press in, press on, and press through. You can find victory on the other side of that challenge. You can find the fullness of Christ, the fullness of the Holy Spirit in you, or you can just say, whoa, that's too tough for me. Sudanese woman could have said, oh, yeah, I'm not really a Christian. People all over the place. Lord, we want to do more. Heal some people, Lord, we'll step in behind. Do some miracles, Lord, we'll step in behind. There was an answer. Place was shaken. Filled with the Holy Spirit. And they went out. They went out with a message. You got a message? How about you? Man, you want to come up and play? You being molded by the truth, or are you molding the truth? You going into challenges, asking for power, or just slinking away? As we've seen today, the testimonies all lined up, not just to those guys, right in this room. You can press in, press on, and press through. You can find victory on the other side. Power of the Holy Spirit will guide you and direct you. Need a testimony? Come on Wednesday night. Need an opportunity? All next week, opportunities to shine with these kids. Bring some balloons. We got a slide. You can hit my car with a water balloon. Shine your light.
Yes. Yes.
But maybe right now, the Holy Spirit is just saying, you know what? You've been slinking your whole life. Time to stop. Time to stop being a coward. Time to stop running into every situation that you do and relying on your own strength. Because if you turn aside, you only got you. But if you press through, you got me for eternity. I want to pray, Lord. Lord, you are so mighty and awesome. Lord, you shake this place. You fill it with fire. Lord, we pray for these children across the street. I pray for their parents. Lord, I thank you for Dora, Lord. Met her from the meal program. Your blessings upon her, her home.
Yes.
And through her, Lord, just to so many. You sit here this morning. You have turned away. You have rejected the Son of God. You have rejected the stone, the capstone. He has come to you over and over and over again, offering you new life. And you've rejected him and gone your own way. You've sought to mold his truth to fit your lifestyle. And today, he says, grab on. Come on through. There's victory on the other side. Nobody looking around. You're here this morning, and the Holy Spirit is saying, he is talking to you. I have called your name over and over again and again and again and again. You have rejected me. Enough. Nobody looking around this morning. The Holy Spirit is just upon you saying, this message is for you. Time for you to have a new life, to become a new creation, to accept the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. Nobody looking around, that's you this morning. I just want you to slide your hand up and say, that's me. Right here and here. And there, there. There and there. And here, yes. You guys put your hands down. All right. Last 2 seconds, all of a sudden that feeling that you're feeling just increased like about 4 times. Whoa! That's the Lord saying, it is for you. That's how I got it. Second time around, pastor said, I'm going to go pause just another moment. Anybody else? Is this for you this morning? You put your hand up. The Lord's just all on you. If it's for you, and you put your hand up right back here. Somebody else would say, that's me. Here. Here.